the day that my dad left our family for the final time and walked away, I was 5 years old. And I had the vivid memory of running after him and crying and begging him to stay. I've written about it. I've spoken about it so many times over the years. And I remember talking with my mum about it a few years ago, just before she passed. And after telling her about it, she gently reminded me, no, that wasn't you that ran after him. That was my older late brother, Wayne. And I thought, oh, maybe mum's memory, you know, she was 95 at the time. But I remember telling my older sister, and my older sister affirmed and confirmed what mum said. She said, no, no, that wasn't you. That was Wayne. Then I remembered that I was there. I was standing there, and I remember seeing him do it. And I hadn't realized that I had so internalized the image of my brother chasing my dad that it became my memory, my own superimposed chase. and in some ways, it has become a lifelong chase. Not to catch up with him, not to catch up with my dad, but to understand who I was supposed to be in a world without his guidance, without his help, to understand the me that came out of him, to understand my family DNA and why it is, as Hippolyte men, we act in this way or we do certain things. He was the one that was supposed to guide me to understanding that. You know, it can become so very easy to chase the memory of trauma and loss and upheaval across the landscape of our lives with no thought to how we can see ourselves in empowered stories of our own making. Trauma carries three stories with it. The stories it tells to you, the stories it tells about you, and if allowed, the stories it tells through you. We forget that while we're not all the stories that trauma tells about us, we are all its stories that we internalize and we live. So where do we find a space of courage to stop chasing trauma, loss, and heartbreak with intentionality and with a new and emerging sense of agency? We find it at the place where it robbed us of our ability to tell our own stories despite what we've been through. Because come on, loss doesn't get to tell the whole story when we remember that we also get to tell the stories of us and for us. The stories of our strength, the stories of our strength and our resilience, our determination, of our courage and our perseverance. The stories that celebrate the fact that you grew and you learned and you forgave and you let go and you moved on and you became whole again, a whole brand new you again. You found community that affirmed you and restored the understanding and acceptance of yourself that disappointment stole from you. My dad never came home that day. Not only did he not come home that day, he just spent the rest of his life just not being caught. And while that may have been my memory and a great determinant in my journey, my greater story has been so much more than the vicarious memory of a five-year-old chasing his dad through his brother. Ultimately, it is the beautiful you and the beautiful us that awakens every time you ask the question, who am I? And you begin the chase of discovery that emerges from the answer. That is the place of courage. That is the place of strength. And that should be the place of lifelong chase. Okay, let's do the work. I want you to make a list of the things that affirm the everyday you and also you at your best. What are those things? I want you to finish this statement. I am more than, And lastly, who or what do I need to stop chasing? Where do I need to begin new chases? And who will be my accountability person to ensure that I begin? Okay, go do the work.